Hey, Ruben.
Sorry about that. I tried to pick up, but I got a new phone system and it's not being too friendly to me.
Hey, I'm with my husband right now. Can you explain everything again?
Yeah, absolutely. How are you doing, AD? I'm sorry?
Pretty good.
Good, good. So I just want to let you know, I got the documents for the working capital before I send anything in. Like I said on the other conversation a few days ago, I wanted to double check with our credit department to make sure all the data they put in was correct. There's a few things I wanted to go through since this is a bit of a complicated process and make sure you have all the information at your disposal. So the information my credit department gave me for the 36-month term is completely accurate. However, the terms they gave me for the 60-month terms were wrong. So if we use the same dollar amount, the monthly payment, I quoted you a payment of $477, that's wrong. It's $499.84 on the 60-month term. The 36-month term is accurate. The 60 months was inaccurate. The second thing is, your concern was, if I decide to move forward, how much will I do at signing? I've done some research. Obviously, these transactions have to go through funding, but I've done the best job I can to kind of figure out the data for you. So assuming we fund $11,000, there's $6,600 approximately owed to the vendor. So that means you would write them a check for $6,600. However, most likely, we would have to collect a check from the vendor to account for the difference of taxes. On your normal monthly payment, we collect your payment plus sales tax. But on the difference, we have to collect that up front. So if you're looking at about an estimate of 7% sales tax, which I believe your rate is, over about $6,600, you're looking at about $420 to $450 of sales tax as well. So the amount that you would have to pay the vendor would probably, or altogether, would be about $499 times two, first and last payment, which is about $1,000, a documentation fee of about $300, so that'd be about $1,300. The tax difference, which is about $400, $450, that gives you to about $1,750. And the sales tax on the first and last payments, which is using a 7% rate, about $70. So the total amount you'll have due at signing is in the low to mid $1,800 if you use the 60-month term.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure there's absolutely no pressure from us, but since this is since you're using working capital to kind of show up the difference, I can get you, if you want, there's a few ways I can offer you these options. The first thing I can do is this. I can hold off on the working capital, and I can get you out the equipment documents and get that cleared. The whole challenge is that won't move until you pay the difference to the vendor. So it's kind of a catch-22. So I can offer you a multitude of different options. I just wanted to get your feedback. And what I tell customers all the time is this. It's in our best interest to make sure your file is approved, to make sure everything moves forward as quickly as possible. But I'm not like a savant. I'm not, I just work here. And so something can always come up in funding of your transaction for the cooler. So even though we fund the working capital, there's nothing that I can guarantee you and say, hey, look, there might be an issue in funding. My goal is to have zero issues in funding. I just like to give customers options. I hate overpromising. But I just want to give you those numbers. The 60-month was a little off, so I want to give you those numbers. I double-checked with my credit department. Now, one other quick thing is this. If you guys want to move forward with working capital, I can get that into funding today, which I think is the best plan of attack, but I need your June bank statement.
I sent them to you.
Oh, did you send me the June bank statement?
Yes.
Hold on, let me check, because I got some duplicate emails. I had to go home early yesterday. I got really sick, so let me check. Oh, here it is. Perfect. Disregard that. Okay. Got it. So, yes, Esmeralda, I got it. Got that. What would you guys like to do? Or do you want to think about it? Do you want to think about it?
Let's move forward with the 60 months then.
Okay. Do you want me to send in the funding for the working capital right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send these in to get you an update by, I just hope to have you an update by 1 o'clock my time, that's 3 o'clock your time, and then I'm going to work on the equipment documents right now and get that rolling for you, okay?
What about that's the working capital, or what about the other?
The equipment, I'm going to ask them to request the documents right now. I'm going to get that rolling.
Okay, so are you doing the 14,000?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
That's what I have. All right, I will let you know if anything happens. I'm going to send this in right now to get you an update.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.